For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Have a good show. Yo, I don't know what it is, but every single thing for the last 2 weeks that I've, anything I touch, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how you call it, but like when you get that little shock feeling.
Electrocute.
I don't think it's getting electrocuted.
It's like static.
Yeah, and it happens like the other day I touched a piece of toast and I got it.
Nah.
I swear.
Okay, but it was in the toaster, right?
Yeah.
So metal. It's all like metal things, you know?
It's so weird. No, actually, it's not always metal because sometimes, like, when I touch you, it happens too. Do you have metal in your body?
I am metal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it's annoying. I don't know what to do. Like, do I have to, like, rub my hands before I touch anything?
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is.
So weird.
We can probably Google that right now. Yeah. I also want to just tell you guys, we got these new water bottles. If you're watching this on YouTube, you might see them. They are sitting on the table right now.
Okay.
We got matching ones. Neither of us had water bottles. And in 2025, mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy. In 2025, we are going to be drinking more water. Yeah. That's like the most basic.
Basic what? Like New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution.
Are we doing New Year's resolution this
year? Yeah, we're going to do a whole, no, not this episode. We're going to do a whole episode when it gets closer to.
No, I didn't mean this episode. I mean just like this year in
general.
I don't
know what like you always say something and I think it's right now.
That's the problem with Ali. Anytime I say anything, I'm like, yo, I think we should go to that store and get that couch. She's like, not
right
today,
now?
Babe.
No, I don't say that. I'm like, right now.
That's not what I mean.
It's something about the way you deliver your ideas makes me think you want to do that shit right now.
Why?
I don't know. But
welcome back to the best podcast in the universe. Honestly, all we gotta do is just get more people to listen to this and we'll be there. Right there next to Joe Rogan. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't want to put that out and people are like, yo, you don't know what you're talking about. So anyways, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
I'm just manifesting.
Yeah, if you're a first time listener, my name is Alia Zaitza. Welcome to the podcast. I am Romanian and one fun fact about me is that I am running a half marathon in March.
And my name is Yoni Ikoto, your favorite host in the world. And I am born in the Congo and I'm half Ethiopian, half from Congo. And yeah, you know, it's not so easy for me to say I am one thing. I'm just like multiple things. All right?
And one fun fact about you?
One fun fact about me is that I lived in many different countries. Fun fact, what's another one? I speak 5 languages fluently.
That's a good fun fact.
And nobody would know that, you know?
I think having a on-hand fun fact.
That's my first one. It's like, fun fact about you, 5 languages. You're like, what?
Yeah, that's a good one. But I'm saying like, today I actually had to do this. I went to this like event thing and it was a running event. So we were all like running. We started at one point together and then we were running to like different areas and then we like made our way back. It was like around 3 miles. Yeah, like a little run club, except it was a one-time thing, right? And I was there with my friend, but every time that's the annoying thing about it, like running in New York, really you got to figure out like a good route because there's so many stoplights, especially if you're running in the city and even in Brooklyn too.
But why would you run in a city?
I mean, if you live there.
I feel like that's dangerous. Just like running down Manhattan, like where in Manhattan can you run and not have to stop for a light?
There's like the spots, obviously Central Park, but there's also like the West Side Highway.
Yeah, West Side Highway is the spot.
Yeah, there's also like East Side. I don't know. I've actually never ran on that side. You just gotta know the areas. It's usually on the edge, like the edge of the water. In Brooklyn, you have like the promenade by Brooklyn Park, or like you have, I don't know, like the Navy Yard into Williamsburg, or like all these different places. Yeah. You know, I barely know them. But today, every time we were running together, every time we stopped at a red light, we made this, there was this like game, I guess, where like each person that this guy pointed at is supposed to like say their name, where they're from, and give a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. That's, I think we should do that every episode. I liked when you do that. I didn't know you were going to do that today.
Well, I mean, so what? I mean, you want to introduce yourself, where you're from, and a fun fact every episode?
I have more than one fun fact.
Well, basically, that's today when I realized that, like, I don't know. I need a better fun fact. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, wait. Let's come up with it. A fun fact is that you can do a split in the air.
Not anymore.
Have you tried it?
No, but I doubt that I can. A fun fact is that...
Yo, I'm sorry. If you can hear the siren outside, there's some shit going on. I don't know what it is, every day...
There's always something going on. And it's because people don't know how to move out of the way. And this is kind of a narrow street.
But... Yeah, I'm sure wherever you're from listening to this, when there is a cop car behind you or an ambulance or firefighters, as soon as you know that they're in emergency mode, you get out the way.
Yeah.
Here in New York, people would not even bother. They would just be like, yo, I can't move.
I got somewhere I gotta be too.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's wild. Actually, like, it's really messed up because this could be a difference between saving someone's life and not being able to, like getting there a little bit too late.
Yep.
People here are just so selfish. We see it every single day. I'm like, is this like a cultural shit in New York?
I don't know. But
any other place I live, you get out the way.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to get somewhere.
Well, no, I was saying you're about to see some fun facts about me.
Yeah, so I was thinking, I think being a ballerina is a fun fact because nobody would really know that unless they know.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, but I feel like when you say a fun fact, it needs to be something that you can maybe do or it's like more closely present. Like I'm not dancing anymore, you know?
It's a fun fact. I used to be. You can have a fun fact.
It's like, would you say I used to play basketball? Like... Even though I guess you still do. Like, it has to be more of a, like, it's fun. Like having five languages is good. I said I'm a YouTuber because I couldn't think of anything else.
Is that a fun fact? Why make...
It's not really a fun fact because in the moment, it's just my job.
I'm a YouTuber.
Job.
Ooh, fun.
Like, these days, it's like, who isn't, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I can't say fun fact, I'm a photographer.
No, for you, a fun fact... Yeah.
What's a fun fact? I'm a photographer. And they're like, okay, so it's my little sister. Like,
okay, everybody. No, that's not the same. But I was going to say, like, for you, you can easily say I speak five languages because that's like, that's a fun fact. And it's actually like, oh, shit. You know, a fun fact has to have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
really?
It? Yeah, absolutely. You can't say a fun fact, I like chocolate. Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Nah.
A fun fact has to have a reaction?
Yes. A fun fact has to have a absolutely. Every time today.
Like a really? Like yeah. One of those?
Yeah. I thought you were actually saying that to me.
Okay, like today, what happened?
No, like I'm saying every single time. It was a group of maybe like 15 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we stopped at a light, it would be like a few people would go, right? Like fun fact, or your name, where you're from.
Did
fun
you
fact,
have
right?
to think about your fun fact before the circle got to you?
No, I was second.
Oh,
so I didn't have that much time.
You had to be like ready.
Yeah.
Did you think about it? Like, because me, I don't think about it.
I didn't think about it at all. I was like, oh, my name's Ali. I'm from Romania. And I'm a YouTuber. That's how I said it, literally.
What was the reaction?
And then it was like, oh, YouTube, you know, some shit like that. I don't know. But what I'm saying is it has to be a good fun fact. Like I need to something better. Like, I drowned when I was 4. I almost drowned when I was, not 4, maybe like 7.
Is that the story your dad told me?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean,
no, but that's kind of like, that's not fun.
That's like 20 years ago.
Not like, me, like, it has to be recent.
Yeah, see? Fun fact about you, I drowned when I was 4. They're like, okay. Like, can you do that again?
Okay. Guys, we have to find a fun fact for me.
Okay.
It could be, I mean, some people, I can't remember what other people's fun facts were, but the funny thing is, even if a fun fact is not that good, like the crowd will still react as if it was good, but we all know that shit ain't that good.
That's so funny because they almost want to like be there with you. Like, you think that's a fun fact? Oh, okay, let's all support you.
And we also just know that, like,
you feel like that's what happened to you today.
I wasn't thinking about mine too much, honestly, because I was just like, it was right there, and then my friend went, and I went.
I wanted to go back to that. Do you remember being like in middle school and you had to read in class out loud?
Yeah.
And then you know how the circle is going.
Of course, yeah.
And so one thing I always used to do is that I would calculate which line was mine and I would read way ahead of time.
You would only read one line each person?
No, it would be like a paragraph.
Okay.
So if I'm like seventh in line, I would be like, okay, so Marcus is reading this, Janelle is reading this one, and then we have Jessica. Like, I'm counting on the page before it gets to me as they're reading, so I'm not even listening. And then they get to me, and then I already practiced. I'm already good. So then I read it like super fast. Just like,
yeah, you do have a thing with reading out loud.
No, it's just like I'm not the best at it. Like, it's weird. Like, when I read it, like, in my head, it's fast, it's good, I understand. But something about reading out loud, especially in English, just specifically, it's just always been, I don't know what it is. So it depends on what it is too sometimes, right? But I feel like there's a trick. You can get better at reading out loud, which I want to get to. I want to get to that just in a second. So when the line got to me, some days I wouldn't like do the math right.
And then
I would just read something completely different. And then as I'm following, I'm like, wait, this is not adding up. And then I wouldn't have enough time to practice. So then I would just like mess up and read super slow. People looking at me like, damn.
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes. Because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Yeah, you know, we can't be perfect.
Yeah. Today, episode is actually pretty chill. We were like, you know what, today, we just got to catch up with life. We're going to catch up with our listeners. We're just going to have another, what is it called?
Off-topic.
Off-topic episode. I think this is like the fifth one right now.
I don't know, honestly. We usually figure it out when we have to title the episode. But we're honestly doing this because we could not think of what to talk about today. And that's just the truth. And we're just going to come straight on air and tell you that today we were just going to turn on, this is a test, okay?
This
we're
is a true test today.
The mics. Literally didn't really talk about much before. We were just kind of jamming out. Yoni was playing some like 2012 jams.
If you know the song Beautiful People by Chris Brown, play that shit right now, and this is how I feel. Right after that, I played We Found Love by Rihanna.
That's the vibe we were in before.
That's the vibe I was in right before we started recording. So yeah. If you never heard those songs, please honestly, pause this right now. Listen to it. Come back. This is my shit.
I would love to know if you know the songs that Yoni just talked about, you instantly hear them in your head. I would like to know where you were in your life when that song was like new.
Everywhere, everywhere.
I think when that came out, I was maybe like 12, 13, 14. It's giving 2013, 2014.
Maybe. It was definitely 2010, babe.
Nah.
2010, 2011.
I was already here. I already lived here.
Beautiful.
Okay, we don't need you just singing right now. But yeah, so I wanted to say this is a test to see basically how good of a podcaster you are. No prep, no writing shit down, no specific big topic, and no guests.
And no notes.
I just said that.
Okay.
So just me and you and our mics. And if this is a good episode, if you guys enjoyed it, let us know. If you didn't, I'm sorry.
What if nobody enjoys it? They're like, yo, you guys are not good podcasters. This was the worst podcast ever. A waste of my time. How would you feel?
Damn, you took it there. How would I feel? I feel like I would understand. And maybe I would just try to, I don't know, figure it out. This is honestly the only time that we've ever done this.
Listen, I feel like every off topic, we've done this with off topics before.
No, I think even with the off topic, we kind of had like a thing.
An idea, right?
Like, I don't think we've ever been this unprepared.
Okay, I think, so honestly, I feel like there's two types of listeners, right? Like if you listen to a podcast out there, there's three.
Okay.
There's the person who watches on YouTube, they have to see visuals, which if you're here, you're watching this, we appreciate you. You have the one that only listens, doing whatever, homework, driving to work. Maybe you listen to this. Yeah, maybe you listen to this at work or in class. Shout out to you.
Damn, those is this in class, pay attention.
And then, okay, so then you have that group, but then you also have the person who listens to a podcast for information and getting something from it every single time. You know, so you listen to a topic, you need to leave the podcast with something, right? And which we also have those episodes.
A lot of those episodes.
Yes. Yeah. They're not necessarily like educational.
No,
you know, I mean, they're not educational, but they're just like a good topic.
No, they're open, discussion igniting.
Exactly. And a lot of people take the podcast episodes and then they take it into like their own lives and talk to like their friends, their husbands, brothers, sisters, parents, whatever. I love when that happens, right? But then you also have the type of listener who kind of just doesn't care what we talk about. They're just here for the vibes. Yeah. They're just here like,
which
you know,
I understand.
What? Which I'm also like that. Like I can listen. There's many podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
And they're not really talking about anything, but it's just funny.
You have some that are talking about something.
Yeah, no, some, but it depends on my mood.
Which mood would you say you're more often in? Or you're
in the morning,
right now?
In the morning, I need something topic based.
Ah.
Later in the day, I'm down for whatever. I'm good.
You guys, Yoni's actually a huge podcast guy. Like, you listen to podcasts all day. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I mean,
I never, and I know this might sound really bad for the fact that I am in this line of work, but I never listen to podcasts.
What are you? I'm
having such a hard time, like, getting into one.
But you need to try.
Yeah, I haven't tried. And honestly, I just don't listen to... I listen to music.
I don't listen to other people's opinions.
No, not at all.
No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, what one podcast... I haven't found the one, but a specific podcast like genre or niche that I want to get into is about wine. Let me tell you guys this, okay? I don't remember which day it is. Maybe it was Sunday. Was it Sunday? No, Saturday.
The day when you were watching the sommelier guy?
Guys, let me put you on, okay? If you are in your 20s, in your 30s, maybe even 40s, okay? But I feel like 20s and 30s is early enough where like we're still like discovering things that in our 40s we should know. But if you don't, it's okay.
I feel like in 40s I will still be discovering things.
No, I know, but I'm saying specific about this, okay? I am making it another resolution. I guess we're just going to slowly incorporate them until we actually make a full episode about our 2025 like goals and stuff. But okay. For me, in this next year, I really want to learn about wine. I want to know wine. I want to be able to go to a restaurant and read a menu and like truly understand and know what this means. What will this taste like?
And also just be able to ask the right question. Because the average American or average person goes to a restaurant and they tell you, okay, you tell them we want wine, right? And then they'll tell you, okay, which one would you like? It always starts with red, white, rosé, sparkling, whatever, right?
I mean, so then you usually look at a menu though.
Okay, yes, but
you would rarely just like ask the waiter.
No, but I'm saying what I listed is what you see on the menu.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you go from, okay, I want wine. But then personally for me, after saying, I want red, right? After saying I want red, I don't really know where to go from there. Like, I just know I needed to, but I know there's a variety, there's many, many different reds.
Yeah, because then we've had some reds before that we didn't really like that much. And then we've had some reds that were like,
but I don't know. See, the ones that we didn't like, I never know why I don't like them. I just know this is not it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Next time I come, I might order the same one that I didn't like because I just didn't even pay attention to what it was to never order it again.
Yeah, it's important to be able to identify what you actually like and don't like.
But also, like, why? Like, what kind of wine is it?
Yeah, but you know, so basically, because now we're really getting into it.
This is a wine episode.
Basically, there's this guy. His name is Andre Mack.
Shout out to Andre Mack.
Shout out to you, because I feel like I would love to just sit down with this man over a glass of wine and some cheese and just talk wine. Like, I just want him to tell me about all of his favorite wines, all the things he knows. He's a sommelier. He was a sommelier for the French Laundry, which was a restaurant, and also Per Se, which was another restaurant, both really big ones.
To the people listening who don't know what a sommelier is, what is that?
A sommelier is basically a wine master, somebody that knows the ins and outs of wine in a way that a lawyer knows the law or a doctor knows medicine, if you want to put it that way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Nice.
That was really well put.
Bam.
So he has this.
I understood
this,
what you said.
Yeah. he has a series on Bon Appetit YouTube, and it's all like a bunch of things like a sommelier tries blah, 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 like all the Costco wine, or he tries the most expensive wine, or they also get into spirits and stuff like that.
Spirits?
Spirits are like hard alcohol.
Oh. kind of show are you watching?
Like a bourbon or vodka and stuff like that.
There was one video that I liked that you were watching. I was over here doing something, but we put it on the projector.
Guys, I was watching this on the projector. After a while, I even poured myself a glass of wine because I was like, I can't like not drink wine after I'm listening to all this wine talk, you know?
She goes to the kitchen and I'm sitting on the counter. She grabs herself a glass, she pours it, and then she's like, she swirls it in a way that she never has before. I'm like, okay.
and then I give it a little sniff.
She smelled it. She gave it the biggest, like,
I look at it in the light. No, you guys, listen, I'm telling you, this is one of my big goals this next year, because I love food. Mm-hmm. We know this. I love knowing about food. Mm-hmm. That wine is the next thing.
Wait, I didn't finish.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So there was one episode you were watching and he was pairing food, which food goes with which wine.
Yeah.
Which is very important for us to
know. It's actually more which wine goes with which food.
Which wine?
Because it's about pairing your wine to what you're eating rather than pairing your food to what you're drinking.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I mean, you can do whatever, but usually it's like.
So I thought that would be an episode I would like to watch, because I don't really like drink wine without eating something. Like, I don't pour myself a glass of wine at home just because. Maybe every once in a while.
Yeah, like randomly.
Randomly.
But it's usually that we're out somewhere and we're having food and we get
so like if
wine.
I order pasta, let me ask you right now, right? We order pasta or spaghetti, red sauce. What kind of wine are you getting?
I mean,
he went over that.
Yeah, well, he didn't go over red sauce. It was white sauce.
Okay, white sauce.
I still don't know. Don't put me on the spot right now.
Okay.
Okay. All I know is that he was saying basically you want to choose a wine that is not going to overpower what you're eating. Mm-hmm. and you want the wine to basically balance out your palate. So when you're eating something, whatever you drink after resets your palate. So then the next bite feels like a first bite.
Yeah, you explained that to me. I was trying to understand it. And like, I thought about it for a while after.
He made the perfect...
Last example about wine, then we move on, okay?
No, it's not even about wine. But he made the perfect analogy of, like, you know how you eat gum?
Mm-hmm.
And you chew gum and you chew it for like 20 minutes or even like 30 minutes or whatever, and then it doesn't taste like anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And then if you took that gum and you put it on a plate, and then it's maybe nasty. Like, okay, and then maybe like another 20 minutes go by and you like ate a bunch of other things, or your mouth just didn't eat anything, and you put that gum back in your mouth, it'll be minty. So it actually tastes how it's supposed to.
Okay, the reason why
that's necessarily true.
Yeah, it's not true because the reason why the gum didn't taste like anything because it doesn't taste like anything.
It tastes minty at first, right?
At first, yeah, but after 30 minutes, that shit goes away.
Okay, well, basically, he was saying that that's kind of the point.
But I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Alia's new thing, is wine.
And I watched that for, I think, maybe 4 hours. No, that's too long. 2 hours straight, maybe 3 hours straight. It was a great time. And it was on the projector. What's going on?
No, I just thought like I didn't even press record on the cameras.
Yeah, you did.
No, yeah, I know. So, okay, wine is one of those things. Actually, let me just get into what I want to get into next year, okay? Since we're here already.
Okay.
Next year. So, actually, to finish off this year, I don't want to do the January 1st. I'm going to start on this. I don't want to do that. Like you with your wine, start right now.
I mean, I did.
Exactly. So, no, but you said like 2025, I really want to...
I mean, yeah, because there isn't that much time left. I'm not going to learn everything about wine in the next
few
weeks.
That is true. I'm trying to think about something for me that I would
want to... What's something that you want to think about that gets you to the end of the year? Because I still want to do a full episode on what we want to do next year. So
I really, really, really want to get into fitness.
Okay.
And we've heard this shit way too many times on this podcast, okay? Last year, if you guys remember, we went on a crazy run for about, I want to say, five months. 4 to 5 months, counting the days on Instagram, day one, day two, as if anybody cared. Like, I thought this shit was like the most important thing. Like,
to us, it kept us accountable.
Yeah, it did keep us accountable. But next year, I don't want to count. I don't want to do any of that, but I definitely just want to start and take it one day. I just want to show up and go.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I would say I'm in a really good state right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying because I know that I'm going to start my half marathon training in January.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get as much like workouts as possible.
Yeah.
Like weightlifting and stuff.
Hmm.
But yeah, I really want to just like get in the gym a lot,
mm-hmm.
because when you're running, you kind of like lose your muscle mass, you know? So anyways, I had a great experience actually over the weekend, and I just want to tell you guys about it. I was hanging out with my friend. I really love New York right now. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just trying to follow.
I have a really weird energy right now. I had this whole Thanksgiving weekend was great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I really took off like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like, well.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Why didn't we not talk about Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I forgot about it, right? That shit was last week.
Yeah. I want to give a big and huge shout out to Ray and Matt, all right?
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. They came over. This was like our first, I want to say like first...
Friendsgiving
that we hosted.
Yes.
And that was also the first time that Alia met Ray, which is Matt's...
No, we had met before we went to dinner.
Oh, right. Before, I'm tripping. Yeah. Okay, second time.
Yeah, it was great. It was the second time that all of us were hanging out together and we made some good food.
Yeah, it was great. It was such a vibe. Like, I had a great time.
I really want to know if on the holidays, people eat dinner at dinner time. Because I swear to you, I have never, since I've moved to the US, had a holiday, whether it's like, you know, Christmas or I guess... Thanksgiving or whatever other holiday people celebrate. Like, I don't think I ever have eaten dinner at like 7 or 8 p.m.
Are you saying that's early or late?
No, I'm saying that's on time. I've always eaten dinner at like 10, 11. No, no, 11 is too late. Like 10 p.m.
Nah, 10 is late.
That's when we eat dinner because we weren't that hungry because you always like snack a little bit. You have some appetizers.
Some people have like 6 p.m. That's dinner to a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's because usually people come over around noon and they eat like snack on things.
No, but I mean,
it's ready by 6 or 7. But I personally, whether it's with my parents or us, never done that.
I just mean like even like in a regular household, I feel like 6 to 7 p.m. is like the normal time to have dinner.
I don't think we ever eat dinner at 6 or p.m.
We're not a normal household.
Even though today we actually
ate. We very much are, but I just don't know. I think it's good to eat at 6 or 7 p.m. So then you have time to like just like digest, maybe eat a little snack, digest that, and then go to bed.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like on the holidays, I never end up eating on time, ever.
I mean, who made the rule, you know? Who made the rule? You eat whenever you want, like, especially like in the holiday, like people take naps, you wake up, you eat.
Yeah,
go to bed again.
But it's like the food, the meal usually is like the central, at least for me, the central part of like the gathering. And then it always ends up being that we eat like.
I like the type of gathering where it's all family. And yes, there's just food and you can just eat whenever you want.
Oh, it's like a buffet style.
Yeah, you eat now. I mean, I guess it's nice to eat together, but it's just like, yo, if you don't want to eat now, you can eat later. It's okay. It's not like I have to eat at the table and be like, all right, so I'm eating right now, everybody, from 6 to 7. It's like, I just want to just, you know, eat whenever.
That's funny. I grew up in very much like a now we're eating household where like...
Around a table?
Like, everyone's cooking dinner and then not... Like for, no, I'm saying specifically for like the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Holidays or someone's birthday when you're celebrating something.
What was your favorite holiday growing up?
Christmas. Absolutely. Even though Romanians do go kind of crazy for New Year's.
Like what? Like parties and shit?
No, like as a kid, I was young when I lived there, so I wouldn't know about the parties. But I just remember we used to go, like early years, we used to always walk outside at night. It was so cold and we would walk. We would have little fireworks with us because you, I guess, could have fireworks. And we would go to this big, I think, piazza or whatever. I can't remember exactly. I know because it's like by this
intercontinental.
Intercontinental?
Yeah.
Intercontinental.
I think so. It's definitely not what you said. Like what I said sounds a little closer.
I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, but...
So, okay.
And we would stand in front of it and then I don't know if it was music or like who let us know basically that like the time is like 10, 9, 8, blah, blah, everyone counts down.
You guys were walking around and no idea when it...
I can't remember. All I remember is that we would go to this specific place. A bunch of people would gather. Yo. I think like Times Square, except there isn't like a big... like thing, you know?
So what is it?
And then I can't remember how we would know, but I'm pretty sure everybody would just like look at their time.
Okay.
And like count, and then everybody would have fireworks and like tiny little ones, you know, and then you would light it and then you would hold it up and then the fireworks would go.
Right.
And everybody had that. So we did that as a kid, when I was a kid, like for years. That was that was New Year's Eve.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fun, right?
But then Christmas was where it was at.
Because that's when you get presents and gifts. That's when you're happy, you know?
Yeah, that's when you get gifts. That's when you go on Christmas Day. You go to grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody slept good. Everybody got their gifts. It's gifts round two. This is when you get grandma's gifts. This is when you get auntie's gifts.
Round two?
Yeah. Round one is just like from your parents, you know?
Wow.
And then round two is what grandma and grandpa got you, is what your cousin got you, is like all these other things. You know?
Probably like round two better, huh? Or no?
It was just nice because it was like, oh, there's more.
There's more. Yeah, I remember, I mean, things for gifts, I think, what I remember the most is that, or I guess like when my brain goes when we talk about gifts is that on my birthdays, or like my sister's birthday is on October 13th, mm-hmm. and then mine is on December 11th, coming up right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to have another episode by then. Oh, wait, are we going to have the next episode on Wednesday?
Yeah, the next episode drops on your birthday, so...
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it will be late because it's your birthday, so you won't be... editing the podcast.
That's gonna be a special episode. Okay, cool. So I remember that anytime my sister would get a gift, I would give it, I would get like a small gift. And anytime I would get a gift, she would get a small gift.
Wait,
as well.
like in what situation?
For birthday. So like on her birthday, I would also get something.
Really?
Yeah, like something small.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm like her brother, you know?
So?
It's not your birthday.
That's
yeah, I
so
don't know.
Funny. That's so cute that yeah. your parents did that.
And it would come from like either like our parents or like our aunties. Like they would just give us like something small.
Oh, to not make you feel like left
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents, nobody did that shit. It's like, it's not your birthday. You ain't getting anything.
Yeah.
My
birthday
yeah.
was always, like my birthday is in December, and it's always been funny because there's so much that happens in December, right?
Mm.
There's Christmas vibes, holidays,
Hanukkah.
Then somebody got to buy you a gift, and then there's Christmas. You got to get another gift. It's like
December's a heavy from yeah. November, December is a heavy.
I think
like,
I just like give me one big gift. You know, for December is just.
Would
like,
you rather
just,
that?
I
one
would
big gift over like
two like, small ones.
Two small ones or two just smaller ones like in one you
like,
get
as a
like
kid?
A sweater and then the next one you get
socks
pants shoes let's say right
yo the worst gift
is socks
socks
actually no socks can be like kind of good
but it needs to be like good socks it needs to be like Birkenstock socks like those are good
yeah or like Uniqlo Heattech socks because those keep you nice
no honestly I've always been one of those people who say that any gift from anyone is appreciated and is a good gift because they didn't have to get you anything.
Yeah.
So who are you to be like, damn, I didn't like this color. Like, you know, kids complain.
I mean, yeah, I think, oh my God, there's this crazy video. Have you ever seen that home video of my
kids
brother?
Kids complain. They throw the gifts across the room. Like, mom,
okay,
I didn't
no,
want
no,
this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But there's this funny home video of my brother when he like was naughty. Like, mm-hmm. he just was, like, you know, causing trouble for, like, the last couple months or something. And when he got his gift from Santa, it was, like, something that, like, was really small, like a tiny little dinosaur or something.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And then, it's like, meanwhile, my sister and I got, like, hella shit, right? He also got a letter. And the letter was like, I've been watching that you haven't been, you know, listening to your parents and blah, blah, blah.
Whose idea was that?
I don't know. You have to ask my parents. But they wrote like this whole letter, right? And then it's
that is
so,
so
cute
genius.
Because my brother is like trying to, he's like looking at this gift as if he's, you know, like, oh, it's so cool. Like he didn't want to show the fact that he was disappointed. I've never seen I mean,
no.
I gotta show you this whole movie, bro. Because my parents got that shit. I'm just trying to think now back, like, as a parent, I feel like that would be so hilarious.
Because he has no idea. How old was he?
I think he was maybe like six,
okay,
seven?
So what did he do?
Yeah,
like, he was looking at the gift? And
no,
then...
he was just looking at the gift for like a long time. Like, he wasn't saying anything about it. Because you know when you get a gift and it's cool, you're like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was just looking at it. He's like, oh, cool. And like he was like trying to just show that he's like into it, even though it was like a tiny little like dinosaur figurine or something.
Oh damn.
But what's funny is after that my parents
who read the letter
him, he read it because it came with the gift. It was like taped on it or something.
Oh, I guess you can read at 6 years old, right?
Not you. You helped him read it.
Okay.
And you could also hear him read it like on camera, right? And then my parents made him write a letter back to Santa, basically like making a promise how this year.
Oh,
good.
Damn. Yo,
and,
we need to do that.
Yeah, take notes. And like he wrote out this whole thing, right? And then
you
my
know
mom,
what's funny about having kids? You could tell them anything.
It's kind of fucked up. And then anyways, and he like mailed it to Santa, right?
Yeah.
And then I think like a day later he got a better gift. Yo, I gotta ask my parents about this shit.
Wait, did he get a response or no?
No, like the response was like the gift. And maybe there was like a second letter that said, now that you promised, but
oh my God, that's so funny. Cause you just put it under his pillow and he really thinks it's from Santa.
How do you put a whole gift under someone's pillow?
No, I meant like the letter.
No, the letter was with the gift, and then his letter was mailed.
Oh, right.
Mailed.
Gotcha.
You get it? But yeah, you know, I really want to give that to my kids. Like, the holidays are so fun. I really want to make fun, not make fun, but have a good time with it, you know?
I really want to make fun of my kids.
I just think it's going to be so fun because, like, they're so, you know, they take so much of your time.
I mean, you know me, I'm going to be the jokester.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. But anyways, Thanksgiving was great. Had a lovely time. Just ate some good food. We didn't make turkey. We made chicken.
Yeah.
And then just hung out.
It was just the four of us, honestly. We didn't do too much.
Yeah, that was it. And then we had some dessert. Ray made some amazing cinnamon rolls.
Yo, oh, I had mine. So I had one that night, but then there was some leftover. And I had them like 2 days later because, and the reason why I waited, because when something is so good, you kind of just want to
know you have it
there. You want to know you have it when you need it the most.
Oh, you needed it?
And that day I needed that shit the most. I came home and I was just like, I know I have a cinnamon roll.
Imagine I ate it.
If you ate it, I would have been so mad.
I wouldn't have done that. I mean, I maybe would have asked you like, hey, babe, did you forget about the cinnamon roll?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. So thanks, Ray, for making that. And then also Matt's corn was great. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. Matt made some great corn. Even though, just a reminder that if you put anything wrapped in butter in the oven, put a tray under it.
Because
we had like a lot of smoke coming out of our...
The fire alarm went off like 17 times. Like, yeah, it was cool.
But yeah, it's fun cooking with friends, you know?
No, it is.
It's a good time.
We need to do that more often.
Yeah, except hosting is also kind of tiring because I feel like I'm really trying to think about everything. Like, I know people are guests in my house. I don't want to forget that they don't know where things are at.
No,
you know?
That's true. But you know, the best thing is that I hope that people feel comfortable. Like, if they need something, obviously, go get what you need. You don't need to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Yeah, I know, but it's like easier said than done. And sometimes, like, it was so funny.
If I go to someone's house, I'm not just about to get up and I mean, it depends.
It depends, but that was the first time they were here. Like, you know, let's say I've been to my friend Carolina's house a few times, like her apartment.
Yeah.
I feel like the next time I go, I wouldn't have a problem to be like, here we go again, opening the fridge and then saying like, oh, can I grab something to drink? Versus asking her like, can I have something to drink? I would just grab it myself. But that's because I've been there a few times already.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, I think we're going to probably wrap it up here.
Yeah, wrap it up here. We're going to do off topic part two for Patreon because we got more shit we just want to talk about and it does not fit into a whole episode. So we're just going to just mix it all in one episode and put it on Patreon.
Yeah.
And same vibes.
We're just going to, you know, we have too much to yap about and...
Like, we could literally keep going.
Yeah, I have more to say.
And I wonder if people have been enjoying this because I don't know.
I have no idea.
If you're still here, let us know in the comments that you're still here. Just say still here.
That's actually a really cool brand. If you guys don't know, they make really good jeans. Still here in New York.
Okay, everybody in the comments, still here if you're still here, obviously. Because I feel like maybe some people clicked off. I don't know.
Then they won't comment.
Like when we talk about the wine and stuff, maybe some
imagine
people are like...
Imagine someone comments, I'm not still here.
I'm not still here?
Yeah, like, get it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm gonna hydrate with my new water bottle now.
I want to put a bunch of I forgot. Well, I'm gonna put a WTJ stickers on this bottle, but then also if
it's
you go
nice that it has nothing on it though.
It's nice. If you go on our website right now,
it's kind of a late announcement.
Late announcement. I apologize, but everything is 40% off. All right. So we got the stickers.
Yep.
We got the off-topic stickers. We got the shout-out-to-your-dog stickers.
We got the sticker bundle.
Yes, the sticker bundle. So 40% off. I don't know exactly how much that is, but it's a good deal, right? Tote bags, unfortunately, we do not have any more of those. So if you listen to this and you have a tote bag.
Sold out.
Those being sold out. Thank you. We appreciate you. Maybe round two coming up 2025. We don't know yet. Hopefully, right?
Yeah. And then we have our t-shirts, which we only have in a size small. So if you're a size small, that's for you.
Even if you're not a size small, honestly, get it, crop it, and make it like a workout t-shirt or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily length. Sometimes it's also like just wanting to be comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And then we also have What's the Juice dad hats, which get the dad fit hats. Everyone. They're adjustable. So get some of those because we still have quite a few left.
Yes.
And we're getting excited and getting ready for maybe a What's the Juice spring drop. Who knows?
Why are you whispering that? Can you say that with your chest?
I don't want to say that with my chest. I just don't know if it's actually going to happen because we have a lot of on our plates right now. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to go over to Patreon and continue this convo. If you want to hear more about this blabbering, you can go over to our Patreon that is in the description below or in the description of your podcast. Also, let us know if there's any topics or things that you want to hear from us in 2025, if there's anything you want us to talk about, remember to follow us on Instagram.
The way you're talking with these different tones, sound like you're singing.
I'm just like making my rounds, you know? But yeah, you guys already know all this shit, right? So we're going to just see you over there on Patreon if you're part of that party. If not, you should check it out. And yeah, anyways, I'm going to stop talking now. Love you guys so much.
All right. Bye, guys. This is your favorite podcast in the world. Don't ever forget that.
Great input. Bye.
It's okay if you forget, honestly. Maybe you have different favorite podcasts. I don't know.
Yeah, don't tell us, though.
Okay, if you're still here, remember just to say still here because we're going to comment and then screenshot it and then say give everyone a shout out on Instagram.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Honestly, if that was me, I probably would have clicked off already.